Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today in strong support of President Obama's American Jobs Act.
76-year-old Democrat Eddie Bernice Johnson has represented District 30, South Dallas County, for 20 years. This year, she's facing two younger challengers in the May 29th primary election.
I'm Barbara Mallory Caraway, and I'm running for Congress.
I'm Taj Clayton, and I'm running for you.
On a Saturday morning, Taj Clayton, a 35-year-old Dallas attorney dressed in shorts and a campaign T-shirt, goes door to door in a Cedar Hill neighborhood.
I'm Taj Clayton. How are you doing?
I'm just listening.
I'm running for Congress. I'm coming by to introduce myself, to meet you and let you know who I am.
The Clayton campaign had 24 volunteers walking targeted neighborhoods. They carried campaign door hangers and yard signs. Veronica Navarro was one of them.
The fact that he went to Harvard, you know, and is back here in this town, you know, I think that it speaks in volumes. He chose to come back because he really feels that he can do something.
Clayton, a political newcomer, jokes this is not his first race. He ran track in high school, and then he worked his way through Harvard.
I was trained as a lawyer, as an advocate, as a champion. I have experience as in my career for being a problem solver. You know, growing up the son of factory workers who never went to college, I understand what it's like to struggle.
Taj Clayton's top issues are economic development and education. He would eliminate tax incentives that encourage businesses to take jobs overseas, and he wants to explore microfinancing for small businesses. He would tweak No Child Left Behind, easing some penalties and guarding against teaching to the test.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Barbara Mallory Caraway. I'm out walking the neighborhood. I'm running for Congress, and I was stopping by to ask for your vote.
Mallory Caraway got Belinda Roan's support.
I remember her when you was on Heaven 97, so I kind of followed you a little bit, and she's a people person. You know, I like her spirit and everything.
56-year-old State Representative Barbara Mallory Caraway is putting some miles on her favorite pair of tennis shoes, walking neighborhoods every day. She is a very distant third in campaign fundraising, about $55,000 in the last report compared to Clayton's $350,000 and Congresswoman Johnson's $450,000. Mallory Caraway says when it comes to campaign war chests, hers is a David and Goliath story, but she's convinced a grassroots campaign can win.
The time is right for me to run. I think that, that District 30 needs leadership, someone who is available and accessible. I have the willingness and the talent to listen to the people that I represent. And I think that that is most important to any representative.
Mallory Caraway's top priorities in Washington would be jobs, neighborhood redevelopment, and health care. She says that includes better coordination of training for the job market, especially technology jobs. Representative Mallory Caraway says her 8 years on the Dallas City Council and 6 in the state legislature have prepared her well for Washington.
Thank you. I'm very, very proud.
At a fundraiser in the Dallas Design District, Eddie Bernice Johnson is not so sure.
The people that are running against me don't have a clue about what Congress is all about, and in my judgment from experience and what some of the things that they're saying, I take them as opponents seriously as I do any opponent. But I really feel that I can indeed, with confidence, run on my record.
Her record includes senior positions on the Transportation and Infrastructure and Science and Technology Committees. She's brought millions of federal dollars to Trinity River Flood Control and to DART. But her record also includes a 2010 scandal over award of Black Congressional Caucus scholarships to grandchildren and children of staffers, money she personally reimbursed. Congresswoman Johnson says the episode has little traction among her constituents. Cheryl Jenkins is one of them.
You know what? The work that she's done is not an easy job, and she's done it. She's been successful, and I'm proud to support her.
Congresswoman Johnson says a top priority for an 11th term would be education for women and minorities in the STEM courses, science, technology, engineering, and math. She's filed a bill she hopes to shepherd through in 2013. The Congresswoman says President Obama was among people urging her to run again and publicly endorsed her.
Well, I think it's very important to have consistency. I think it's really a tough environment for new people to come. So it does indeed help to have a pretty good grip on what it's all about. It is a time, I think, when seniority and experience does help.
All three candidates promise to be strong supporters of President Obama's agenda. BJ Austin, KERA News.